Now, where do we find this in halacha? I'll tell you two examples. We find in halacha, my chazes, the dami, the doxum, the tank. And he says, your blood is sweeter, is more red than the other person, which means that they want to kill you, or they tell you to go kill somebody else, you have to let yourself get killed. My chazes. Oh, so he spoke about this Sunday. What happens if you cut your dog on a baby? The baby, a 1 month old baby. So we make the cheshbon, the double adult comes first. All over the world, they make this cheshbon. The president, or the baby, who comes first? The president. Our player tells you who comes first. Makes a difference. We can't decide. My cause is the dummy to go to say. Pshat, everybody has the same rights to find the world in this world. I'll tell you even further. There's a halacha that if they go around the pastors, so they go into a town and they want to kill. So they tell you, give this person, they will kill 100. They want them not to get killed, and they don't give up one. But now it'll be nicer. But now, unless they come to want this particular person, then he becomes a raider. And he becomes a raider because they want him, and he's not coming, so therefore he becomes a raider to them, so you give him up. So they say, just pick up one. Pick one. Pick one. Everybody has to die, you don't care.
And you someone who want to go, you have to
give up. No, that he's allowed to go. That's somebody else's. He's allowed to go. But you can't be mice. You can't give up God. There's no country that
gives up.
You know why? Because they make the measurement. It's just the same. Say 100, you can get 100. And the Torah says, all 100 have the same right as this one, so you have no right to do it. Our Torah teaches that rights in this world are shared. The same way all these 100 people have the right to live, you don't have the right to live. But this,
I'm
a pastor, so I'm saying what's normal. A kid is a kid, only a kid, run away from here. You're a kid, kid, right?
I'm not lying, huh?
You need to turn out the kid.
This is a lot of work. This is a lot of work.
And people don't know this. Child has just as much rights as everybody else. Huh? Tammy died. Now he knows it very much. My smash and sweep. That's what he meant. In other words, even if you have to be Musar. Don't hurt it. Why? That's the shot. What is the kid trying to bring out? Even a child has rights. He has a right not to be insulted. He has a right not to be insulted. He's a person. You say to him, you say to him, don't look at category, bigger or smaller.
Right.
Even a kid has rights.
Right.
Even a kid has rights.
That bird is?
Shulamakas. It's a Shulamakas.
There's a story.
That's why I told you these three stories. Let me tell you the three stories. The first story I told you was from Mrs. Al-Meltzer. Mrs. Al-Meltzer was testing the child. And she went high and the kid didn't know it. So this Al-Meltzer was a tzaddik because he looked at the kid again the Gemara. He looked at the kid the Gemara. He still didn't know. So again he caught. Again, he was trying his best that the kid should come out. But the Bechidah that knew something. It wasn't growing. He got so frustrated. He got up, walked out of the room, and started to pace the hall. So the Rebbe went to overhear what he was saying. He was saying in Yiddish, Yelad Gamben Adam. Yelad Gamben Adam. Behind him. So he's a person. He also has rights. The same in Ali. You think, when people think, hey, you're a kid. You know, they know you're a kid. No, you can't. Good, you know what? I'll solve like this and know next time better. He's a person. You know me as a child was a person. I'll tell you this, a very nice story from a person. Before I'll talk to you again. And I'll tell you a third story from my grandfather. The second story is, this is about my brother. You know, my brother and his friends were very lively fellows in Shiva. In the yeshiva of the Karlata, this was the Karlata already. You say that this was David. He was on the bed dean of Rav Chaim Moshe. He was 18 years old. And the person used to say, oh, there's no thing in the world that could insert.
Why?
He felt very good. No, there's nothing in the world that could affect. That's what he said. There's nothing in the world that could affect meaning. How about in desire? Any cover in the world cannot top the cover he got when he was 18 years old. That he looked in as an 18-year-old blocker from Kreinoise, as our Kreinoise stuff. Kreinoise stood up to him when he was 18 years old. So he would say over that cover that he can't. Anything after this is only a sidekick. There's nothing you can do to me that good. Desire instead, and hurt. No, it's kid. It shot his kid. Nazis kid. His child would see it. She said, there's nothing that can affect. He told about a drug lab. So he left, of course, he left in his yeshiva. He left in his yeshiva. Look at weak guys, the guys we help. No machine would be very strict, you know, especially Godlock, they're like, boom, he was such a good Abu Kacham. Kids of these three guys, one of his friends, came to the Bechina at the end of his mom, the machine would give him three or five. The Maisa, he asked first my brother, my brother didn't know. It's not Lashon Hara, my brother says over the stone, but Rabbi Musa, so it's like, can't be Lashon Hara. Himself says over the stone. So, of course, the good recognition that this is our important, including for my brother, you should know. And my brother put on, so the second, the third time, my brother was able to say over the devices, the second guy, the shock also, he taught it to him, he tried a little bit. He was able to say over tomorrow, devices, he was able to teach him enough that he could say over tomorrow. The third guy turns around to Rashid, he's like, hey, Rashid, the truth. I didn't even learn this myself in this month, meaning what the Yeshiva has learned. But the Yeshiva has already get, but I didn't learn get this month. So what did you learn? Oh, I learned myself to Megill. As a guy tells me, I learned Megill. He learned Kodesh Rashi Megill. So, Benaro got angry. And you know, if you want to like, send out the whole group, like, all right, this is the, I mean, it's a bizarre for the Yeshiva. So this was said, shh, meaning, we'd be Gemara Megillah. So all the devices, he brought him a Gemara Megillah, and he started to test him. I mean, he didn't know that either. He didn't know it either. So he started to try a little bit, it was nothing there. So Kitsa Maisa, the Rashid, after the whole thing, was giving him the box, what did he say to them? He turns to my brother and says, I'm very happy. Very good, he tells him, very good. Then he turns to the second guy and tells him, very good. The little bit that he knew. The third guy couldn't even say very good, because it was nothing. So what he says is, he says, with you, I'm very happy. Couldn't say very good, it knew nothing. He said, very good, very good. He never heard him. So what he said is, with you, I'm very happy. You see? See the difference? Talmud, you could have came and screamed at him and robbed him, you could have screamed. No, the machine would say, you get out of my yeshiva, you look at I give you for hours and hours, I'm teaching it, and I did you a favor, I took you to my school, who would take you in the club? Who would take a guy like you to the club? I took you in, and now you didn't learn the Gemara, you know Masechta to learn.
Maybe your own Masechta.
And even in the Masechta, you claim you were the Megillah, you didn't know that either. Well, none of them became a Shiva Nelson. I'm saying one of them was a Shiva Lothi, okay?
Okay.
The other one was an assistant glove in one of the little violent software. And the third one was still learning Sats McGill. Maybe the other. So, maybe the other, whatever it is, what?
The story of the day, right?
My friend's father. This person lives young of a life. Friend of a life. That is my friend's father. Friend of my father. He's day in, day out. He gets children and colleges from Talmud. There's a Talmud share in a few dollars. Whatever he lives day and night. Originally as a kid, well, he had no question. He was serious learner, very serious learner. But he'd tell you everything. You can meet him in the street, I'll tell you over
a lot of men.
A friend of mine's father. Whenever you meet in the street, he's always been crucially. He's a very learned all day. So he told me, so all the years, every time he met me, he always called me your grandfather, and he always spoke very highly of my grandfather. So I once asked him, Why? What's the special feelings you have for him? You seem to have special feelings for him. She told me the following story. Let me tell you something. I was in Yeshiva Teira Das. Oh. They brought your grandfather to test the boys to the Yeshiva Teira Das. I believe I have the picture. I have to ask if that's the picture of the class. I have a picture of my grandpa testing the class in Teira Das. I think that class. Akupadin, what happened was that he sat by the table. He sat by the table. And he asked a question in the name of the priest. I, knowing me, because he's very loud, he likes to talk and say Kaddish and everything, says, I was the first one to raise my hand to answer the question. It's nice, I wasn't from the better boys, because I was from the weaker boys, because I was younger, whatever, I was from the weaker boys. So the Rebbe turned to my grandfather, and this is already, he tells me, as I was walking up to the front of the class, to stand by the desk to answer the question. So today they sit, but they come to the front of the class to answer. So you turn to the Rebbe Rashi, so they bring it to the front of the class, right? So what happened was, this is an old day, they used to bring it to the front of the class. So as I'm walking up, he tells me, that's how I knew that every detail of the story was true, because he told me, as I'm walking up, anyway, the Rebbe turns to my grandfather, to your grandfather, and he tells him that he's not from the better boys in the class, meaning, a better answer, pick a better different kid, you'll get a better answer. He says to me at that moment, the blood went to my head. He says, the douche, the embarrassment I felt. He says that had he, my grandfather not fixed the situation, he believes that he would have been a full battle. The anger and the pain that he felt at that moment as a kid, he says, was so strong that he would have left the yeshiva. That's how much. What did Mike, he says, what did your grandfather? He was a person. He understood. He understood. So he felt my pain. He saw that I would get embarrassed. So he turned around to the Rebbe and he said, no, I want him and only him. He's the one that's going to answer the question. He brought me to the front of the room and he made me answer all the questions. He said, that moment brought me back. That's what told me. He says, years later, I met the Rebbe. He says, on the train station, in the train. The Rebbe didn't recognize him. I recognized the Rebbe. I went over and said hello to the Rebbe. I told him, you should know, almost because of you, I would have been a privilege today. That's how much you hurt me that at that moment in the classroom. You shot? A kid also has feelings. A kid also has feelings. We take for granted. And then a child can also have feelings. A chacham, smart person, understands. But children are people also. And the same way you wouldn't do such a thing to a grown-up, you would do this to a grown-up, you would say, you know, don't embarrass it. You think, oh, he's only a kid anyway. That's not a parent. That's the story that I heard of this person. Okay. Well, I can tell you what we have. Getting back to answer all the questions. Let's see if I have any answer all the questions. Same problem. I'll answer now, get back to this. I believe a last dvarim is also a type of stealing. A last dvarim is also taking away something from somebody. I take away the kavod shemagia lo. I take away the ruach tov that he deserves to be in. Every person has rights in this world. And when I go and I hurt somebody or I insult somebody, I took away his rights. Kishem says the Shulchanah, says the Halacha. Kishem, the same way there's only not by Mammon. You would say, I'm not taking anything away. What am I doing? Yesh Aynah B'Dvarim. It's also taking away. It's also Gneva. I'm invading Yenim's rights. I took away what belongs to somebody else. That's why it's put down like this, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch means. I could return because the money I could always return. But when I took away somebody's kavod and someone's nachas ruach and someone's happiness, I can't return that. It's a gneivah, which is not nitzel yishavayin. See the point? You know why you see it? Because you said it before. Remember you said it? This, I understand why Noah's Dvarim is brought down. It's brought down the same parasha. It's Kishen, it's the same thing. By saying the Ishis Achim and saying Shamisa, and then I understand already the Achim and Amisa will say. What? We're still going to get there. By saying the Ishis Amisa, by saying the Ishis Achim, One is don't steal money. Don't steal money. The other one is Isainu Ishus Amisa. Amisa means friendship. Right? What does Amisa mean? He's just like you. You're not allowed to steal money. That's the name of Samana. Amisai, what does it say? Amisai means he's just like Behapla Reyecha Kabaycha. Don't say Behapla Achicha Kabaycha. Behapla Reyecha Kabaycha. Meaning, just like you have rights, he also has rights. They say you ish, es Amisai. In other words, you were put together in this world to live together. You have rights and he has rights. Re'echa always means your friend. Achicha means distant from you. Achicha doesn't mean literally re'echa. That's why it also says Rahat re'echa. Re'echa is re'echa, but g'daynulcha. G'daynulcha the mitzvahs. It's always g'daynulcha. Re'echa has to be g'daynulcha. Because that's the insight. The insight is g'daynulcha. Once you understand it's Amischa, then it's B'dayim Olcha. He has the same rights. He's your friend, meaning he's equal to you. That's the pshat. When Sainu Ish is Amisai, hurt Amisai, those are equal with you. He also has a right. Don't take away his rights. That's why I use the Lashon Amisai.
Well, you don't have rights, okay?
No. No, not as much. Not as much. Huh? Amitecha versus the daimulcha. We always learn Amitecha means Am shadaimulcha. Amitecha, like Amcha, like your nation. Reyecha, like your friend. The daimulcha, which means yes, keep the mitzvahs. Not because not the reyecha. That's the pshat. The same is Samisa, the very new
pshat.
Reyecha, the mitzvah means no, because it has to be the daim with you. It also has to be the daim.
Same sugya, same type.
Same type. Reyecha means me and you are the same. Achicha means we're separate. It's not. That's why I can even mean a mumur. That's why I can even mean a gun. Amisa. The Torah is trying to teach me that we're the same. They say we have no right to hurt. We have the same rights. We are the same. We were brought to this world the same. But this, I understand why it's Israel Smol Kach. Now listen carefully. This is why I understand the Israel Smol Kach. Before I get to this, I just want to two things go back. Three things. To prove my insight. That the iser of Leisainu is to steal from somebody his happiness, to steal from somebody his kavod. And I'll start with the Rambam. The Chinuch, when he brings it down, he says, what is the iser? The same words that will be Mitzayer and Mivayesh. Correct? Otherwise, the Lush. Mitzayer and Mivayesh. The Rambam changes it. I shouldn't say things. And he says also busha, but he says also anger. I'm not going to say things that will anger him. Tell the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs. Take the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Got it. I keep on remembering. I keep on thinking of it. Say Sasako Samakas. This Yisrael. Yeah, from three places. I'll show you three places that we see this Yisrael.
Which one are you talking about?
Ready, otherwise? Yeah. Three Yisrael. Huh? Like this. I started off explaining to you the question. Now I say Yisrael. Sure. But the Om Yochaveiro is based, I heard this from my grandfather, Lita, he said. That's how it was, Lita. You know what my grandfather told me about Lita? Not to speak Russian. Why the Chavetz Chaim? Why the Chavetz Chaim not write and say first? Why did the Chavetz Chaim know that there was no Spheres of Lashon? What happened? I mean, it happened for hundreds of years.
People did it automatically.
People did it automatically. You know what it is? How do you put, I mean, he has just as much right as you. I mean, any honest person would have hurt another person. I mean, what makes you think you have the right to abuse the other guy? That's what your aunt told me. And Rita, for the self understood, I mean, he is just, when he's saying that, I wouldn't want to do it to me, why would I do it to him? I don't care. What makes me balabat? No, I don't say, well, you're balabat, then what are you talking about? Practice the truth. What makes you think, that you're over him? It all chaverin means the recognition. But he has just as much rights as I have. That's my dear. And with this, I explain to you. That's why a person who does the Amal Chaver a lot is called Tzadik. While near Shemayim in these things is called what? Chasid. The answer is because it's tzedek. There's root word is tzedek.
Sure.
It comes from a heart of honesty. An honest person understands, I'm not here for me, he's just, he doesn't belong. Most a person. Same way, I mean, I'm a person. You understand what I'm saying? What do you mean that I'm a person? How can you treat me as I'm a person? He's also a person. We lack the hakara. He's also a person. Go ahead. Yeah. So, what's that? So, with this, I try to say to your side that person's equal rights. I bring you from Yavah, the cases. And I bring you by Tanim. So, I try to improve you from the Rishayim, this your side. So, the first thing I bring you is to the Rambam. Pinuch writes, I shouldn't say words that will be Gusha and?
Tzar.
And Tzar. Words of Gusha and Tzar. Rambam?
Rambam. He is his own. קצתנו בדברים והוא שנאמר לא מאמרים יכביאוהו
יכביאוהו that will hurt him
ולא יכל לעבוד
isn't his response. That's what I'm proving. That's what I'm proving. But some of these don't take away his happiness. It's not just to insult somebody and be a chayah. It's not a question I'll be an animal to hurt somebody. No, so my question is, if you insult him, maybe he'll get angry, but this is not to get him angry. No, the Teretz is it is. You know what it is? You have no right to take away his happiness.
It's only because of the Shino.
The Shino. It's the Shino. You're making a happy guy angry. You have no right to do that. Notice the next words he says. Shino yuchel lami koi.
Velo yuchel lami
koi. He won't be able to. He can't stand, withstand this distinction. Which means what? You made him uncomfortable. The issue of Busha is not the Busha, but the uncomfortable that you made him because of Busha. He has the right to be comfortable in this world. Very tired of the life. Shalom yechasidu, shalom yechalami koi. Means he can't get him pushed angry. You can't make him in a situation where he feels uncomfortable. What right do you have to do that? He has the right to be comfortable. He has the right to be happy. You're not allowed to change his situation. Two more proofs. In both words. Shalom yechasidu, shalom yechalami koi. There's an interesting debate. Uraim Simon Kuf Pei. It's interesting, Uraim. Uraim Paskins. When a person walks in the street, in the Issa of Simon, a person walks in the street and shows a sour face to another person, he's overly Simon. He's overly Simon, which is something he's saying.
It's a disease.
So Uray, Shitas Uray, Uraim Kuf Pei. He says that if a person walks in the street and shows,
raise master,
show it. So therefore, you have to get really different. Ices are different. There's two Urayms. How do you try to find another one? Good. The person makes a sour face to another person in the street. He's not even saying what she's saying. So my grandfather explains what's the pshat. My grandfather explains the pshat because a person makes a sour face. The other person's thinking already that you don't like him or whatever it is. So you're hurting him with that. Meaning the chiddush is you don't have to hurt him with words. I know that Dvarim is not Dvarim, but I know that any of it says, any time you hurt somebody, any time you pain somebody, it does have to be influence. The Chiddush of the Iranian is, does have to be influence. That's how the Beis Sanhedrin learns the Pshat Iranian. Saying which is something. You say, you heard of I am I, so you didn't speak. The Chiddush of the Iranian, you have to speak. Any injury, any pain, any hurt, if you bring the person, you may chayv. But I was thinking of the there's a word for Rishol Salanter. I said over many times. Rishol Salanter said that the face of a person is Rishol Darabim. Why? Because when he looks at you, so if you're happy, he makes him happy. And if you're sad, you make him sad. So saying Rishol Salanter means you're not going to change a person's, you're not going to take away his happiness. When you show a person a sour face, when you show a person anger, what you're doing is you're making him uncomfortable. You're making him feel No, so therefore pshat is that's gneivah. There's a gneivah. You make him feel guilty. You make him, whatever you make him feel.
He
changes happiness. You took away from a happy person. You made him feel unhappy. You have the right to do that. You have the right to do that. A person has to be shiner. Shells lattes of the hair. The face of a person should be rabim. And if you make a sour face, you're a mazik for shusarab. You're a mazik for shusarab, so I'm used to say. Because you show a sour face, and everybody gets sour around you, and you're hurting people. You're shot. It's not so much that he thinks you don't like him, and therefore he's insulting. That is how it ruins him. It's a real passion. The mere fact that I wedge the tire of the rough shank to be close. I know. That's beautiful. One more riot.
What's
happening
between
you? He's learning that because he thinks you hate him,
so you heard him directly.
You heard him directly, but it's not with words. That's how he learns. It's just not with words. I'm saying it's not so much you heard him,
it's because you have no right to tell him.
No, you have no right to make the person feel uncomfortable. It's not because he feels hurt because of what you're thinking. You're in a bad mood. You show him a sour face, and he becomes unhappy. You have no right to make a person happy.
Start thinking things.
Start thinking things that he hates you. That's the base argument. He hates you, insulting you. It's not going to insult. It's not going to be any hurt. You put my mood out. You take my. I look at you and I'm like, I feel unhappy.
I can't go on.
That's right. You have no right to do that. That's right. The simple, because it's reason. That's why I think it should, you could. I'm not saying it's past trap, but it's not a trap, the past trap you're in. You could learn this also. Third trap. It's a very interesting halacha. There's a Torah, and the Chiddush brings it down. There's a Medrash, there's a Torah, and they move it down. But if someone hurts you, you're not hurt it back. If someone is oinu out to you, someone is loisoinu to you, it says that I think it's a Medrash or a Torah, you're not allowed to do it back. So if you look at your Reyim, you look at your, no, Mishas Mice, if a guy hurts you, you can hurt it back. If you look at the Urayim, the Mesar is redied this in the Urayim, the Pshat's like this. If you look at the Lush in the Urayim, you know, obviously you can't find the Urayim, but can you find it? Can you find that on the Urayim?
I see on that bubble.
If I'm Mazik you, I'm allowed to stop the hesitation. I'm allowed to stop the hesitation. If you're being massive, I'm allowed to stop the hesitation.
No, I'm being
massive. That's Shosh and Uray. The Chinuch words are different. We read the Chinuch.
That doesn't work.
Okay, if I say something, shut him up. I say to him, listen, if you keep on talking, I'll remind you of your prayer, and then he shuts up.
Good.
Yeah, read the chinuch, you know? Not returning, but answering back.
He means she said it.
First, not the answer. If you take a look, the Rebbeim learns clearly the mechuyev to answer. Why? Because he's a mazik after he heard him back. I see this on my own words. Hashem, you're a mazik. Do you mean mazik? Look at mazik. I don't want to give you any hope. You know? We got to find Shredi. We got praise for him. Say, Tyrion is a work. So, Zorah Balian's word, this is what the Beit Zorah says. The point he made, the reason why you're allowed to answer is because he's an Avarian. If he makes fun of you, so he becomes a Russian. What is a Russian? I'll answer. That's how he knows the shot he made. Because he said the word Mizbol Izakim, the Chinuch. The Chinuch says, oh, so that's what I want. The Chinuch is this. Okay, you have the opposite. And I made a mistake. The Chinuch is Mizbol Izakim. The Chinuch is Mizbol Izakim. Pshat is he's a Mazik. Mashayn Ked Yireh, who the head to the answer back is. You know what the head to the answer back is? He's a Russian. What's his about answer? Shilam Ches. So let's say, what's the Pshat Izakim? Pshat is very cautious. It's a Mazik. Every time you hurt somebody, you become a Mazik. What do you mean Mazik? What's the parents? You take me away from my Mazik. You take away my rights to be happy.
Can you give us an example without my example?
When I say to you, you're an animal, not your kashal,
for this you're going to be last?
You're a mazik. You're a mazik.
For this you become last?
You seem to me that you're a mazik. No, I'm saying not chino. Chino can
be.
Of course you can't go kill an animal.
Can't
wait. What do you think? You got angry and there's a bad situation. Everybody calls kill an animal sometimes.
You want to correct it. It's like
I'll tell you what. You can call them an animal, but you can't call them an
animal.
You can call them an animal.
Yeah.
You can't call them an
animal. Alex, I've heard of the do
you. You know what you remind? I tell you what. The Grand Rapper, sitting by that good convention, right by the Tzvika Dome. So, I think the story's a trip shot. The Ger Rebbe Rav Shach got into a major dispute. Not this one, not the one before, the one before. Leibson.
What was his name?
They all died very quickly. One of them, they're all brothers. Yeah. The one father's son, yeah. Brothers.
What was his first name?
His name was Simcha.
Oh. Who was Yaakov Meir?
Not Yaakov, Pinchas, you mean.
No, one was Yaakov Meir.
Ger Rebbe Yaakov Meir.
Yes.
Yaakov, this one today is Yaakov. The one today is
Yaakov.
Yisrael was the first. Was the guy rather than the first one in Eretz Yisrael? Yeah. Yisrael Mordechai. Not guessing the name. Yisrael Mordechai. But Yisrael Mordechai was in Europe. Then they came here. Not something Mordechai. Ram Mordechai was in Europe. Then there was Yisrael over here in Eretz Yisrael. Then his brother took over, his older brother. So then the other brother, Pinchas, came over. So they all lived a few years. Each one of them, they were all old. They came up, they came over. Akapalim, so the way Sinch was sitting, so they came to see that Naksiva make a lot of meals.
Oh, the Rebbe's coming.
Right, the Rebbe's coming. So Shach was sitting there, and they started. So he turned around and shocked, and he gave a scream, Chayas!
He said,
animals! Don't you hate yourself?
Chayas HaKodesh.
He answered back, Chayas HaKodesh! Chayas HaKodesh with the
angels. Chayas HaKodesh.
Chayas HaKodesh. Once you understand why you're not going to hurt somebody else, because you're not the power boss in this world,
you're still in this world.
You're not ruler. What do you think you're the boss of the world? A lot of people say, who do you think you are? You're the boss of the world? Where does the Yisrael that come from? When a person lacks your Shemayim, he thinks he's feeling their right. The Yisrael of hurting somebody else and not recognizing that he deserves to have a portion of this world. You know what the Sharish of it is? The Sharish really is. I don't recognize that I'm only here because Hashem put me here. I think I own this place. You see?
Well, the Chetakai.
Exactly. You know, you say, good. That was a Chetakai. The Chetakai was the not recognizing the way we Hashem put him here just like he put me and we're both guests over here. Now, what you say over this story? The two people fighting over
the land.
So each guy said, it's why. Each one, the Kanites put his gear down to the ground. They thought the land. So tell me, Adam, there's a great boy with. Well, what are you talking? He put his gear to the floor and started ramping. He said, it's a funny thing. He says, the ground is his, and he says, the ground is his. You know what the ground is saying? It's a problem with you. What's the shot? Each guy thinks he's the owner of the world, you see? And you know the truth, we're both guests over here. When you realize that we're both guests over here, then you won't hurt another person. You erase them away. Says the Torah. What are you hurting somebody? What are you doing? Hashem put you here. You think you're the boss, you see? Why do I feel I have the right to hurt someone? Because I think, well, what do you mean? You ever hear a guest screaming at another guest in someone else's house?
Get out of my seat.
Get out of my chair. Get out of my seat. Who do you think you are? What do you mean? Who do you are? What do you mean? The boat don't belong here. What do you mean? That's why it says, we erase them on the
cup.
Truly, the right only person to understand that when the world was created, it could have been created for me. But, Lamaisa, I should have put me in a chair with somebody else.
Because he's also there.
Because he's also the shul nivayim.
Every guy has a right to the shul nivayim. You have to share it. You have to share it. That's the pshat yireis. I believe after Jewish she could say yireis mevekecha. What is the chesar? When a person hurts another person, he doesn't recognize, he also gets over here. He has just as much rights to be like you do. What are you doing? Yireis mevekecha. Have your shemayim. Don't hurt somebody, yireis mevekecha. And I think in the core of this is not in the ger. Why? Because what is the ger? So everybody asks the kasha, how could that be the whole Torah? You want to do the whole Torah on one foot. So how could the whole Torah be in this? You know, I said this many times. You know what the answer is? A guy hit somebody else. He lives for himself. So therefore he doesn't have a Rebbeinu Shel in his life, the same he doesn't have his neighbor. I mean, nobody can enter his life. His life comes first and everything else is secondary. So after that, come on, come in, if you're not the only one in this world. You don't, the whole world doesn't revolve about you. The name I can have a Rebbeinu Shel in this world, and I can have mitzvahs, and I can have chiyuvim, and that's how it's said in the Torah. He was teaching the guy, don't think the guy is hashkafa, because then you know that that's no Torah. You want to know the key of the whole Torah in one word? You're not the only one in this world. You're not the only person to come down here. Everybody has equal rights here, just like you. The main law, you'll have your Shemayim. The main law, you'll keep all the mitzvahs. You heard another person. Okay, you wrote down the right from again? Right from again is wrong. Okay, I say this is today's show.